Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
You know what today is? It's Tuesday. Yeah. It's April the 9th. See, my mother's birthday is today.
My mother would have been, 103. She was born on this date in 1921. So she would have, and I celebrate her birthday every year by having a chocolate chip cookie for breakfast. And maybe because I got a clean bill of health from Dr. Ken yesterday, maybe I have ice cream with it for breakfast. Ice cream.
A la mode. And yes.
Right. Let's hear it for doing the wrong thing. At the wrong time. Yay! It's 7 after the hour, speaking of time. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And the Campbell's Soup slogan is in my house. I was reading a story about famous American companies on the way back last night on the plane. And I was trying to come up with a way for you to get into my head. Or for me to get into your head. The Campbell's Soup slogan. Was it... pick one of these. Finger looking good.
Campbell's makes have, your coffee.
Wait a minute. I haven't finished yet. You spoiled it.
Well, I knew it wasn't finger looking good. I can't remember who is finger looking good, but I know it's not Campbell's.
Finger looking good isn't that Kentucky Fried Chicken? I think it's looking good. Yeah. Have it your way is wasn't that the hamburger? I think it was. Have it your way, Burger King. Yeah, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, have it your way, something like that.
Good. All right, so there. Thank you, James, for following that up for the audience. It's good. But now everybody remembers. It's okay. That's what Campbell's Soup is. Good. So what does a total eclipse sound like? On the radio. It was very interesting for the total eclipse. I was on the treadmill in Dr. Ken's office at the moment when it really hit you, James. So I want you to tell us the story of how it looked in Dallas.
Oh, my God.
As
it was
the
so
eclipse
cool.
took over the world, at least the took over America, and a big wide swath starting... actually, in the Mexican Peninsula, and going pretty much directly over Dallas and up that. Everybody knows what the map looks like, that it traveled. So what was it like? Because you both were in the direct, completely direct line of the eclipse. Mm-hmm. So it was earlier with you by an hour or so than it was with Jay. So what was it
I was
like?
Describing to Jay, you know you see those videos where it's a shot of the sky and it's like super fast forward, so like you can see the sky turning from day to night. That's what it was like. It was crazy. It was me, my partner, and our dog. We took our dog out to go see it, and it was just – there was crowds all over the place, and they were all looking up, and then all of a sudden it just – it turned to night. You could look up, see the stars.
When you say all of a sudden, you're talking about a minute or two or three? How long, literally?
It was like slowly getting darker, slowly. And then all of a sudden, it was, boom, like within 5 seconds, went all the way, like to basically nighttime is what it looked like.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely beautiful. And you
how
just,
long did it
lasted,
last?
It lasted a good 3 or 4 minutes, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but about four and a half, I think,
yeah,
is what most people say It lasted in terms of the completeness of it, no matter where it was along that swath.
And it was even weirder to see it switch back to daytime, almost, because it was it was like the sun was coming up, which I guess in a way it kind of was. So
it's a beautiful morning. So what did the dog do?
You know,
dog
was,
have any?
He was kind of freaking out a little bit from the beginning. I thought about taking him back inside, but then my partner Lexi came out, and so he kind of calmed down a little bit. But he just sat and he was looking around and he was kind of like, what's going on? Why is it getting dark all of a sudden? And he kind of ran around in a circle around me.
How did the radio and television stations handle it there? We all saw what the networks did, but what the local Dallas stations do?
I'll tell you that WBAP, just because that's the one that I'm most familiar with here, they did 24/7 news coverage the entire day. About the eclipse. After the fact, they did a bunch of stories of like locals who were watching the eclipse.
BAP is the talk station. You know, you work at that. You work there too.
Yeah,
right?
that's my weekend job. Yeah. And so they had interviews after the fact. They had astrologists in the morning that were talking about, oh, this is what an eclipse means, and this is how it might affect your day-to-day. It was a real event here in Dallas.
It was a real event.
Yeah. Everyone.
If it wasn't, the news media made it a real event. All right, so that's the story from the Dallas perspective. Then it moved up across Missouri and into Indiana and Ohio. All right, so Jay, it was directly over Cleveland.
It only took about 20-25 minutes, I want to say, from when James had totality to when we had totality in Cleveland. And it had me thinking about when we talked about the whatever airlines were having those flights specifically to follow the path of totality so that the passengers could see it for, you know, a longer period of time.
But when you think about
how fast totality was truly moving, there's no way an airplane was getting totality for the entire flight.
So I thought it was about an hour and 15 minutes, but it was quicker than that, huh?
Well, because of Central James time. So they had, James, I believe you had it in what, like at 1:40 or something was, Central time?
We had it
3:14 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah. So within technically an hour apart, but also at the same time, like 25 minutes apart.
So it teaches you a lot, actually, the whole episode, not only the beauty and the wonder of it, but how the sun works, how the earth works, how the moon works. This is a great lesson in astronomy. And as Maria Trilogy told us last week, and as you were just saying too, Jay, in astrology, what it all meant, how did people take it? So what was it like? Did you have Mac with you when it took place? You outside the house?
Yes. We went outside. We went outside quite a few times because you could start to see the moon covering parts of the sun. And so we'd go out and see the progressing. And then we had the different news channels on the TVs of where it was showing, okay, now it's totality in this area of Mexico and how it's, you know, following through. And we started off in the backyard, but, you know, the way the sun was moving anyway, eventually when we were getting a little bit closer, it was getting behind some tree branches, which still looked really cool because it kind of made this, looking through the glasses, made this eerie Halloween type effect, which we love. But then we're like, okay, front yard. So then we all moved to the front yard. Daisy enjoyed it in the backyard, but once we moved to the front yard, we left her inside because she was just kind of like, you know, there were a lot of other neighbors in their yards and stuff, and some people had dogs out. So we were like, all right, we're just going to leave her inside. She's happier here.
When you say happier, she's normally happier anyway, not like it was.
Anywhere we are, for sure. But and then, of course, our town had a lot to do around town. So you heard at the high school, they had a band, they had watch parties. All of the schools had watch parties where you could pay $20 to go, because then that money benefited something, whether it was the girls' basketball team or one of the elementary school's PTAs, the drama club, stuff like that. And they had, not like the marching band, they actually had bands come and play.
Yeah. So the fascination, I guess, I was trying to think of words that would best describe it. All right, if I asked you, James, for one word that would describe the experience, what would that word be of the eclipse?
Oh, gosh.
Seeing it directly.
I mean, phenomenal immediately.
Phenomenal.
Comes to
okay,
mind.
That's no, that's good. Yeah. All right. How about you, Jay? When the darkness came.
Uh-huh. Well, it truly was magnificent, the totality, when you could take those special glasses off and just look at it, and you see the flares, and you see that little, like, diamond ring thing, and then the red start to show up at the bottom of it.
Right.
It was something that I understand why people travel to experience stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that it happened, I think I found headlines from a newspaper, and I think I tried to post them. Did I? Was I successful? I did it on the fly, kind of. Did you see it? GoodDayShow.com? No, what is our Facebook / Good Day?
Oh, Good Day Networks.
Did I have a? Was I successful in getting the front page of the 2017? Was it 2017? Maybe whenever
the last
one was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I posted that, and then I was thinking as I looked at it. What a moment it is for reflection as much as anything else. That anything like this gives us great cause for reflection. The moon shadow plunging daylight into darkness, carving a path across our country and into Canada. It wasn't, more than a couple of tens of millions of people were included in this. I was completely out of it, other than I'm looking at my iPhone with the lady who runs Dr. Ken's office, Sandy, and I'm showing her, and then the other ladies in the office were all watching the event on their phones, which is something else. That's the phenomenon of being able to actually watch it in real time, courtesy of mostly you watched it on the NASA website. Somebody described it at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center as being like potato chips. Once you eat one, you want another one, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So good, eerie for some. That would be the word that I'd use if I had seen it, probably. But the path encompassed about 31 million Americans, so people appreciate now, and if you have an experience you want to share with us, that'd be kind of cool, because it's always good to have on our site the question that Jay might post is, if you were able to experience it, what everybody's heard about the word, so what was it? 18 after the hour, this is Tuesday Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Three after the hour now here on the Good Day program. JJ and Doug. If there are people who answer to that name, please raise your hand. There she is. Okay. All right. So we have our usual spot here in this hour for social media gossip, kind of celebrity news, what's trending. Couple of names on the trending list here we ought to pay attention to, starting with Beyonce. I guess this particular segment is about country artists, and most of the time when you think of Beyonce, you don't think of her as a country star, but she's number one on the Billboard country album list. She's won Grammys before, but certainly not for this stuff. But on the hot country...
No, it's not her first foray, into country. She, on her Lemonade album, she had a collaboration with the Chicks, formerly known as Dixie Chicks. With Daddy Lessons. Yeah. That was a country song. And she's a Texas girl. She grew up on country. So it's not, when you really think about it, it's not absurd.
So then why do people make so much of a big deal?
Well, she just hasn't gone into country yet. And the big deal is that she's the first black woman to hit number one on the Billboard Top Country Albums chart.
Yeah, see, I think that's outrageous. I'd be offended if somebody put it that way.
That it's taken so long?
Yeah, the first black woman. The fact that she's done as she has with, let's see, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Stevie Wonder has been... is Stevie Wonder on this album? I'm looking at some of the names of people who are on the album.
Yes, the people included on the album. She has a little bit like of collaborations and things. Not unlike what Dolly Parton is doing with her rock album in a way.
Yeah. So, good. It's good to spread things around. I think the Dixie Chicks were first a country group, and then they became sort of not an M.O.R., but they became a pop group, right? Didn't they sort of change their stripes down the road?
I'm not sure I'd have considered that. No, I always I always thought of them as country, but they did get canceled once upon a time.
They changed. Yeah, they got canceled because of their strong political points of view.
What one of them said about Bush? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So then they came back around and changed changed the act, if you will. All right. So that's country group or country item number one. Number two in the country news department is singer Morgan Wallen, who's back in the spotlight, who was arrested in Nashville, charged with three counts of three different felonies. This guy's got to be a little bit loose, and his screws have got to be a little loose, because he kind of keeps, he's got a drinking problem, that's obvious. And so he's in front of a bar. A couple of police officers were there and watched the chair.
Oh, he was on the balcony. This was Eric Church's new bar. And Eric Church is somebody who, when he was going through a lot of these issues, and essentially, he was never canceled, but he was put in a hefty timeout. Eric Church took him under his wing and became kind of like, tried to be a good influence in his life. And for Morgan Wallen to be on the balcony inside his bar throwing a chair over onto Broadway is just, I mean, it's disrespectful and wrong on any level. But for that to have been at Eric Church's bar, which just opened, they had the grand opening over the weekend, that's absurd. Like, he needs some serious help.
Yeah, and they've been pandering to him, whether it's Eric Church or others. He had a problem, was it last year or the year before? How long ago was it when he became
He got into a lot of different issues. Yeah, he was caught on a camera saying a derogatory word. He was the one that got in trouble with SNL during the shutdown of the pandemic.
SNL. Using the N-word, that kind of stuff, yeah. Yeah, I think guys, you know, whether is he a publicity hound or is he just kind of, maybe he can't handle success. Maybe he can't handle celebrity. That may be one of the things that is part of whatever's going on with him. But anyway, not a good day or a good time for Morgan Wallen or the fans. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And altogether, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among these initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. Additionally, the plan extends debt relief to borrowers who have shouldered their their loans for decades. California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. The proposed bill would mandate companies better specify employee compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond outside of that time frame. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
Scene from the Titanic, one of the, there's a new television show called The Regime that's out, and I talk about it because it stars Kate Winslet, who got her start Wasn't the biggest thing she'd done to that point being on the Titanic? I think it was. I'm listening to my head.
Yeah, I feel like she started. Yeah, I feel like we knew who both Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet were prior to this film, but that was like the big, big blockbuster with them both starring in the leads. But now I'm totally blanking on anything they did beforehand, and I know they did stuff. This wasn't the first thing they ever did.
No, but they really got recognition. It was a great performance, great platform for them. And when you look at that scene now, they look so young in comparison to where, and it was 20-some-odd years ago, I think, when the Titanic came out. So, yeah, you look at Leonardo DiCaprio now in that movie that he did with, he and Scorsese seem to have come up with a relationship kind of like De Niro and Scorsese had, and the two of them were in this movie, The Flowers of the Moon or whatever it was
Killers
called.
Of the Flower Moon. That was a good one. Yes.
Did you see it?
He did Romeo and Juliet. That was released the year prior to Titanic, which was absolutely huge.
Okay. Yeah, right. You got it. That's true. I do remember that now. All right, so Good Day Time is 36 past the hour, 24 before the new hour on the Tuesday program. There's a new report out today. This, I know, sounds self-serving, but whenever these things come up, I like to add them to the mix of our conversation because I do think they're important for people who are listening to this program to kind of get a grasp of sort of behind the scenes, like Paul Harvey used to say, shop talk. I don't know that this really is shop talk because it affects everybody who buys a new car. Absolutely every one of the top 100 selling new cars in our country have radio. And so what do we take away from that? There's this whole AM radio thing that's going through Congress, and I have made it a point to talk about the companies that didn't want to keep the AM radio. They were trying to get rid of them. But what more I find fascinating is what the radios look like, right? They're on the screens now. You don't have buttons. 36% of radios in cars have buttons. That's it. The rest are the screens.
They're the touch screen or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. No more buttons, which seems kind of, I mean, I think about what I have in my car. The truck is an older truck. I drive around in a 22-year-old Ford F-250 that I love, and Daisy loves it. It's fine for the purposes of pooting around the farm and stuff. And so, but it has buttons on it. But the button is on the side, and you hit the button, and it moves to the next station. And I'm just trying to think of anything else. The cars that I have they don't have any buttons on them. Oh, you just push the screen. And so anyway, I just found that interesting. And as we don't think about these things until you do, right? You don't think, okay, yeah. But then when I bring it to the surface, people say, oh, yeah. So the question here is to reflect on what your car radio looks like. Does it have buttons or is it just a screen? How about that for an exciting? And
just
then I also
want.
Yeah. It's yours as a screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think James drives an old clunker, so it may have buttons on. Did you get rid of that old piece of junk yet, or are you still driving that piece of crap around that you had? What's he doing? He's finding something, so he's not painted. This is every once in a while, James goes off into the cloud, you know what I mean? Into the real cloud. Gone. All right, so we have that. That may be a good question, along with your experience. If you had an experience with the eclipse, let's share that. I know that we didn't get to this last week. I don't know if you got to it yesterday. Jay and Jennifer did a great job as usual. When I'm not here, I trust that they will do a fine job, and I know they did. Did you ask people about the month of April? Because I know you posted that late last week, and I wanted to kind of revisit it.
No, we never discussed. We never discussed people's responses. Yeah. And it was, there were a lot of voices on the program yesterday. My husband joined. My dad joined. It was like bring your family to work day.
Oh, well, that was good. Fine. That's keep it a family affair. It's good. All right, anyway, so the month of April, what does it mean to you? Paul Brady said his birthday and his 26th year at his job. Good for you, Paul. Congratulations on that. Let's see here. Mike Willard said we may get through the winter yet. I think winter is over. I'm looking around here. We're supposed to have rain for a couple of days this week. It's supposed to be beautiful and 65 degrees here today. What about in Cleveland? What's supposed to be like? You probably have rain. If I'm going to get it rain tomorrow, you'll probably have rain today. I'm going to guess that happens.
Well, we had a little bit of rain in the overnight the previous night and a little bit yesterday morning, and then it really cleared out. I think it's supposed to be cloudy, but we're not supposed to get much rain.
Yeah.
But everything changes.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Margaret Pre-Pro, I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name. She's in Ohio, the Walleye Run in Maumee. Let's see here. This is more or less the rivers in northwest Ohio have a lot of that. A great time to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. Jim, let's see, what is Jim's last name? Mancuso, I think. The Trump trial starts soon. That's what he thinks about the month of April. And with that in mind, it appears that Mr. Trump is not going to be successful. His last-minute attempt to delay the hush money trial in New York was denied by the judge. So that means the trial moves ahead. I think they were trying to move it out of Manhattan, too. Weren't they trying to change the time and the day and
all
that stuff?
So, yeah, I think he wouldn't let everything switch.
Judge Gonzalez denied it. Without exception, and she didn't explain really what it was, a one sentence order, basically one word, no. So that's the end of that. They were asking the court to stay the trial date, which is scheduled for next week, arguing the overwhelming pretrial publicity made it impossible to find a fair and impartial jury. You know what? That's never going, that will always be the case with Trump. No matter where you are, you could go to Ethiopia and you wouldn't find a jury that wasn't on one side or another when it came to him. And that's partially, you know, he bears the responsibility of that himself because of how he conducts himself. So, you know, he can pull all these. He's done pretty well, actually, in arguing the various cases to put them off or to try to kill him, you know, that sort of stuff. He's used every trick in the book. And some of them have been successful, and some of them, and I don't mean even to imply by he's used every trick in the book that he's trying to be tricky. He's just trying to do what the law allows him to do. And that shows you what this has pointed out to me, Jay, is how many cracks there are in the law or the laws, how there is one exception after another, and you can find any manner of excuses to try to push the can, kick the can down the road, if you will. So anyway, prosecutor said there was nothing to suggest any jurors in Manhattan were uniquely susceptible. I think that's an interesting way of, they are not uniquely. Everybody's susceptible to the negative or positive, whatever way you feel. Trump is a national figure. He's a global figure. So that's what the guy said. And that's why I said what I just said a few minutes ago. You wouldn't find a, if you think you got a problem here, you could go anywhere in the world and not find somebody who didn't have an opinion of Donald Trump. And he's brought that upon himself. So, you know, social media is loaded with him, all these speeches, the news media is on him, the remarks. It's just he's not going to be quiet. And so in this case, maybe he, I doubt that he learns a lesson, but because he'll, you know, kind of take it and pull it apart.
But there's also just been so much, and it's not entirely on him in the sense of since he won the presidency, there's been a target on his back, and he has been in the news for one thing or another. You've had those witch hunts. You've had all of these situations. So there have been years upon years to build of really, you know, polarizing opinions.
Yep. All right, what's going on with March Madness? I'm sure there's plenty of stuff, a lot of fodder there. For consideration, UConn, it looks like, beat Purdue. What other pieces of that pie have you got?
No, that's it. That was it. Yeah, that was the NCAA tournament. That was the championship. That was the final game. And then the women's, they ended on Sunday.
So UConn got the second straight dub.
Didn't they win? Perfect season.
Didn't UConn win last year? Seems to me, I remember seeing that UConn won last year. Yeah, all right. So congratulations if you won a couple of bucks on this. I know the television stations and networks that carried these games, man, they have a picnic, a field day with all of this. This was really something for some reason or other. And then the women's side especially, I think, there has been just so much focus, so much interest in all of this, right? There's been, is it more this year? It just feels like there's more this year than there has been.
The athleticism is astounding. You have quite a few players that you know are probably pretty likely to go into the WNBA.
Right.
South Carolina had a perfect season. They did not lose a single game, making it all of the way to that title game. I mean, Caitlin Clark is phenomenal.
Well, listen, these people deserve the recognition because they got a lot of attention and they played good games. So now we move on. The baseball season, hooray, let's get going.
Yes.
This portion of the program brought to you, the Sports Report on the Good Day program, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You will get insurance for your motorcycle should you choose, your car, your boat. Got an RV. I was driving across Florida on Sunday up to Kansas. I had spent Saturday and Saturday night with some friends in Palm Beach and up in Jupiter. And as a matter of fact, they did post that picture, I think, made it, didn't it? The one of me and having the dessert with a friend named Lisa. Did you see that picture?
I did not see that one, no.
Yeah, quite the desserts. Anyway, driving across the state up to Ken's in Mount Dora, which is north of Orlando, I saw a ton of RVs. And they, you know, there's a the bigger ones that are hauling the cars behind them, people that travel across the country, and they go to camping places, and they take the car off, and, you know, they have a kind of a good time with it. This is the time of year. People are sort of heading back north from the south, a lot of that. So if you've got one of those things, you want protection on the road and on the water, you can save a lot of dough. 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-565-9662. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay. Jay's dog Daisy is handy by, and my dog Daisy is handy by. James Collins in the studio in Dallas, and so we focus now on food, farm, and family issues, including our, let's see, we got a couple of recalls today, Jay. Coca-Cola Company is recalling Powerade products because of the presence of foreign metal objects. Good God.
This is a big recall, too.
Yeah, it is. Let's see here. Powerade Fruit, Zero Fruit Punch, I think it's called. Let's see here. Zero Mixed Berry. Anything. Okay, so here's what you do. Anybody who's bought or has Powerade, they're mostly in the 20-ounce bottles, but bring back the product to wherever you bought it and get your money back. That's basically the Powerade is junk. It's garbage. It's dangerous. So don't use the product. I love this. At the end of the PR, products should be returned to their place of purchase. Of course. Common sense. Hello. Get rid of them. Here's another one. Looks like, is it Lidl? L-I-D-L? Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know this company. They have the macaroons. Chocolate. Is that, yeah. Is it? Was that?
Are these the macaroons Lindt or macarons? Are these the little coconut ones, or are these macaroons, the little cookie sandwiches?
No, these are macaroons.
The coconut cookies?
Yeah. They have undeclared allergens in them. Wheat, soy, egg, milk. Again, these people don't know what they're doing. So I would never buy another product from this company again. Or these people that don't know how to make stuff or take care of it or protect you, they're trying to sell you junk, garbage. So if you are, it's LIDL. They have stores all over the Mid-South, Midwest, let's see, Delaware to Virginia, Pennsylvania, all over the place. And so whatever it is that's coming from this company shouldn't be consumed according to the FDA. And again, I just think that if they are that careless with you and your health, they don't deserve your business. So you shouldn't buy this stuff. You shouldn't. I would not patronize a company like that, right? I mean,
especially if you have these careless allergies.
Careless. Just careless.
It has to be very scary to have a severe allergy as such and never know. Even if you trust a company where we see stuff like this happen, that just has to be so difficult.
Yep. All right, a couple of other things that are going on that are concerning people, and I probably will talk about this week on the American Family Farmer Program, which is heard on most of these same stations over the weekend, the whole focus on bird flu. The thing to know is that it does not pose any risk to the food supply, and it doesn't, we were talking about this yesterday because Dr. Ken was concerned about it. I was in his office from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is one of the things we're talking, not only about my health checkup, but also about other things that people are talking about, including the H5N1 virus, which is in poultry and has been the bird flu, so-called bird flu, has affected turkeys and chickens, but now it's affecting cattle. But again, the thing to take away from this, it doesn't pose any risk to humans or to the food supply. And if you're worried about it, just cook everything until it's well done. The milk is pasteurized for the most part, even drinking raw milk. There's not so much of it. There are three states, I think, that have reported bird flu. So I'll get into that more on the American Family Farmer. But what you should know is that all of the agencies are checking it out, whether it's the FDA, the USDA, the CDC. They're not sure how it is the bird flu got to cows. That is the right question.
Yeah.
How is it that it's transmitted? Because it hasn't happened before, and there have been a lot of bird flu outbreaks in the last couple of years. And you just kind of wonder. And then there's the big thing. Everybody's gone, well, look at the raw milk. Don't listen to that. There's not, pasteurization is okay if you are, going to be concerned about it, but the bird flu is not going to affect the things that come from the cows, whether it's the meat or whether it's the milk. All right, now, the whole business of I never pronounce these right, cicada? Cicada?
The cicadas. Dakota? Are the bugs? The cicadas.
Cicadas. Yeah, there's a whole, big mess. We need to talk about this a little bit more this week because they're crawling out of the ground everywhere, all over the place. Man, the world is, at least in America, you're gonna see a lot of these puppies around. So, all right, but that's a little bit of the word everybody's heard about, the bird flu is our big story today. 15.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.